And we're back getting ready for the announcement of the starting lineups. And we'll say thanks to Familiar Thayer Lady Bobcat Boosters helping to bring you the ball game tonight. They include the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring and Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, the Thayer Walmart, the Country Cottage Cafe, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, Langley Animal Clinic of Thayer, the First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, and the Sunset Salon and Barbering. Thayer Lady Bobcats will be the home team on the scoreboard wearing the home whites tonight with the green trim, and for the Lady Greyhounds, they will be wearing the black uniforms trimmed in the yellow. They'll start with number 35, that is Caitlin Grady. Also number 21, we don't have a first name for her, last name is Morgan. Number 22 is Michaela Gosha. Number 24 is Malakin Fairs. And number 42, Brooklyn Ward. So Gosha, Fairs, Grady, Ward, and Morgan for Coach Bobby Whitner, or excuse me, Bobby Whitner, and the Salem, or the Sloan Hendricks Lady Greyhounds. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, it'll be Kaylee Johnson, the start, wearing number 10, the senior. Maddie Donahue, the junior. Haley Larson, wearing number 21. Abby Bowers, wearing number 20, the freshman. And the freshman, Hadley Meyer, of course, Lady Bobcats, under the direction of head coach Denny Young. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back. Well, I guess we better keep it right here. They're getting ready to take the floor, and we're about ready to go. Pretty good crowd on hand here for game number 3 of the evening from the 4th Annual Battle of the Border Tournament. Don't forget there's one more game after this one tonight. It'll be the 8:30 game in the men's division as the Sloan Hendricks Greyhounds will battle the Koshkonong Blue Jays, and things are running about 15 minutes ahead of schedule. So if you're planning on getting out for that game, might want to be getting around. Both teams on the court in the center circle, and here we go, three-man officiating crew. It'll be Abby Bowers to jump it up for the Lady Bobcats, and number 22, Michaela Gosha. And the Lady Bobcats control the tip. Johnson looking to lob it down inside to Hadley Meyer. Ball poked away, but Meyer runs it down. Back outside to Johnson for a quick three, no good. Donahue down the rebound, couldn't follow it. Rebound is going to be a held ball. And it's going to belong to the Lady Greyhounds of Sloan Hendricks. Well, Thayer Lady Bobcats, couple of shots at the bucket. Couldn't get one to fall here in the early going. Thayer will drop back into a zone defense. Looks like a little 1-2-2. And here come the Greyhounds working around the perimeter. Number 22 with it is Gosha. Lobs it to the high post. Backing down the defender is Grady. Grady turns, shoots, no. She traveled with the basketball. So turnover on the Sloan Hendricks Lady Greyhounds. And Thayer Lady Bobcats will inbound against pressure. Callie Johnson to trigger it in for the Lady Bobcats. Got it into number 21. That is Haley Larson. Larson gives it on the right side. And now long pass up the floor to Donahue. Donahue as the Lady Bobcats beat the press. They'll swing it on the left side to Abby Bowers. Bowers to Johnson. Johnson back to Larson. Larson back over to Bowers, wide open. Fires a three. It's off the front rim. No good. And the rebound goes long in the corner. Taken there by Gosha. Gosha for Sloan Hendricks. Runs it up the right side of the floor. Pulls it up, holds it high. As they are out in that zone defense. 1-2-2. Ball goes down the left side corner. That is number 35, Grady again. Looking for the opening down the baseline. Lady Bobcats cut her off. She gives it up and gets it right back. Now moving it to the free throw line. Curls across the lane. Throws up a shot, no good. Johnson had the rebound. Paul poked away. Picked up by Sloan Hendricks. Shot is up by Gosha and is deflected. Then we're going to get a whistle and a foul on the return shot. Sloan Hendricks crashed in the boards, and Grady got the second rebound and was fouled on the putback. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul is on number 21. That is Larson for Thayer. Haley Larson picks up her first. And the first free throw is good for Caitlin Grady. First point of the night in the game, and Sloan Hendricks out to the early lead. Second free throw, that one bounces up and falls down through the rim. Got a shooter's touch on that one. Grady gets the roll. And against Sloan Hendricks, full court pressure. Kaylee Johnson handles in the backcourt for Thayer to Larson. Back to Johnson, now across the timeline to Bowers. Bowers moves up to the elbow, kicks it back outside, gets knocked down. Donahue's got it on the wing, over to Johnson, out top to Larson. Larson works it to the right side to Bowers. Bowers will go to the high post for Johnson. Brings it back over to Larson. Three-point shot off the left side. No good. And a rebound taken by the Greyhounds. Outlet pass gets on the floor and a travel as number 42, Brooklyn Ward, got her hands on it, shuffled her feet. Fair Lady Bobcats got a couple of wide open looks from downtown, couldn't get them to drop here early. 6:22 to go in the first quarter. Fair working the offense against the Greyhound defense. Johnson, cross court to Bowers, steps into another three. That one's up off the rim, no good. And a rebounding foul going to be called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That'll be on Maddie Donahue. Donahue going to be whistled for her first foul, second team foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Donahue went up over the back, trying for the offensive rebound. Non-shooting foul. Sloan Hendricks will bring it the other way with a 2-0 lead. 2 minutes gone by here in the first quarter. Greyhounds number 21, that is Morgan, brings the ball into the front court. Feeds it over to Fairs. Fairs now down in the left corner for Ward. Ward back outside to Fairs. Now gives it up to Gosha. Gosha trying to dump it to the high post. Got it there, but a foul going to be whistled on Hadley Meyer. Meyer going to be called for the foul. That'll be number 3 on the Lady Bobcats. Sloan Hendricks will trigger it in again on the baseline. That is... Grady on the inbound, brings it out front. They'll swing it around to the right side. Going to the bucket, a little underhand scoop shot. No, we're going to get a travel. Number 22, Michaela Gosha, made a nice move to get to the bucket. But she traveled as she went around the defense. And again, 2-2-1 full court press here by the Greyhounds. Thayer gets it up across the timeline to Larson. Larson attacks the basket all the way into the lane. Tries a little bounce pass down to Meyer, and the ball is kicked out of bounds by Sloan Hendricks. 5:38 to go in the first quarter. They are yet to put any points on the board. They trail 2-0. Inbound play goes to Kaylee Johnson. Three-point try is up and no good. And a foul on the rebound on Abby Byers. Or excuse me, Abby Bowers. Abby over the back, and that is team foul number 4 already against the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And now a substitution. Bowers will check out of the game. Checking in, number 5, Jaylee Haven. I'm sorry. Who is that that checked in? And we'll have to see. I thought I had everybody in the program on my score sheet. Must have missed somebody. Here's a shot up for Sloan Hendricks. No good. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called after the rebound. Number 40 or 35 called for the foul. Johnson got the rebound. They fouled her. Time to double team. Here come the Lady Bobcats again against that pressure. Kaylee Johnson dribbles up to the timeline, got it to Larson. Larson down low, shot is up and good for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Bucket for number 24, Hadley Meyer. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats tie the game at 2. That's a pretty play from Larson to Hadley Meyer cutting down the baseline. Sloan Hendricks with it in the right corner. Number 22, Gosha. Gosha bounces it out to Grady, way out away from the bucket. Grady's got it now down the right corner. Outlet pass is almost stolen. Goes out of bounds. Good hustle play by Haley Larson. Almost got there for the steal for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Sloan Hendricks will inbound it on the far side. And bring it into the backcourt for Morgan, number 21. Morgan handles it out around midcourt. Down to 4:38 to play in the first quarter. Thayer and Sloan Hendricks tied at 2-2. Here's Sloan Hendricks with a pass into the middle. Shot is up. No good. Rebound taken by Thayer. Kayla Johnson running the floor all the way to the bucket. And there's an offensive foul. Going to be called on Kayla Johnson. Johnson taking it hard to the rack and ran through the defender. That'll be her first foul of the night. And team foul number 5 on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Still looking for number 15. In our program, and we do not have a number 15 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats listed. So we'll check on that at halftime. Sloan Hendricks with a basketball, got it down to Grady. Grady with a shot in, under the bucket, no good. Rebound by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Here they come. Up the floor, number 15, all the way to the basket, no good, but she's fouled on the play. And we'll go to the free throw line. Is that Katie Pounders? Or is it Neldon? Madison Neldon normally wears number 22. And we'll check and see if she's changed for tonight. Anyway, she'll go to the free throw line, number 15 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Free throw is up and no good. 4:03 to play in the first quarter. Thayer and Sloan Hendricks having trouble putting the ball in the hole. Our score is 2-2. Abby Bowers checking back in for Thayer. Maddie Donahue will get a little rest on the sideline. Denny Young using subs early in the game. Second free throw is up. Bounces on the rim twice and falls out. No good. And here comes Sloan Hendricks with the rebound. Greyhounds pushing it up the floor. Gosha takes it to the right wing. Gives it up and gets it right back. Bounces it now down the corner to Grady. Grady trying to make a move. Backing down the defender, trying to go to the rack. She's going to get fouled. They're going to call it on the floor. It's going to be on Larson. Haley Larson, I believe, going to be whistled for this one. Yes, it is. Larson will pick up her second foul here in the first quarter. And Sloan Hendricks will inbound on the line, shooting foul with 3:46 to go. And they inbound it in the middle, wide open to the bucket. Number 42, Brooklyn Ward. So Sloan Hendricks back up by two. Fair with the ball in the backcourt. They'll dump it up across the timeline. Lob pass down low to Hadley Meyer. She can't hit the shot. Rebound taken by the Lady Bobcats. They'll bounce it out to Bowers in the corner. Back to Kaylee Johnson for three. That one's off the front of the rim. Rebound taken by Thayer. Shot back up. Another rebound and shot up. No good. That one by Bowers. And we may get a foul here. Was that Larson? That was Larson. Foul's going to be on Sloan Hendricks. And number 21, Haley Larson will go to the free throw line for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Foul was on number 42, Brooklyn Ward, her first, and the third team foul. And another missed free throw for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Larson misses the free throw. Only 2 points for Thayer have come from the freshman, Hadley Meyer, tonight. And another free throw is up. This one is good. So Larson breaks the ice, gets on the scoreboard. And she'll check out of the game. Maddie Donahue back in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 3:21 to go in the first quarter. Thayer trails 4-3 here in a first-round matchup from the Battle of the Border tournament in Mammoth Spring. Sloan Hendricks, Lady Greyhounds taking their time, bringing the ball up the floor. They got it down in the corner for Ward. Ward bounces one to Grady at the high post. Goes across the lane on the dribble. Shot blocked by Meyer. And Meyer comes up with a loose ball. Hadley Meyer leads the break, pulls up to Johnson. Johnson down to Bowers, pull-up jumper. No, he's going to get a foul. They're going to say no basket. And we're going the other way. It's going to be a push on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. A push away from the ball. And that one is on number 23, Maddie Donahue, and that is foul number two on Maddie tonight. Trying to get rebounding position. And call for the push. So Sloan Hendricks with the ball and a one-point lead, 4-3. Working it to the high post. They got it there to Ward. Ward outside. Long shot is up, and it's good. Number 24. That is McKaylin Fayers. Hits a three-pointer. Bounced it in off the backboard from the wing. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats throw it away, going the other direction against the full-court press. Trying to get it to Donahue, and it went off her fingertips and out of bounds. Down 7-3, Thayer with a turnover, and Sloan Hendricks has got the ball back. Here come the Lady Greyhounds with it. Number 22, Michaela Gosha. Walking the ball up the floor, crosses the timeline, feeds it on the left side for Thayer to hit that three from right there. This time Bobcats get out on it. Here's a pass going to be deflected and go out of bounds down along the baseline. Sloan Hendricks will inbound it right at the end of the three-point line near the corner on the baseline. Looking to bring it in. Grady got it to the high post to Fares. Fares faked the shot, going back to Grady in the lane. Making a little move, now kicks it back outside and around the horn for Morgan. Morgan bounces it to Grady, shot up, no, but a whistle and a foul. That'll be called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Number 23, that is Maddie Donahue. Nope, number 24 called for the foul, Hadley Meyer. That'll be her second. And Thayer Lady Bobcats getting ready to bring subs in. Two free throws here for number 35, Caitlin Grady. She has two of the 7 points for Sloan Hendricks. The first free throw is no good. And now Thayer bringing in subs. In fact, bringing in subs for everybody. Five new players on the floor. Number 44 checks into the ballgame. That is number 44, Savannah Wheeler, has checked in. And second free throw is no good. Wheeler gets the rebound for Thayer. They get it out to number 22. I'm trying to get these numbers all in here. That is Madison Neldon on the other end. A steal by Sloan Hendricks. And here come the Lady Greyhounds with the ball. 7-3, the lead for Sloan Hendricks. Long shot by Grady is up, and it's good. Well, you don't expect her to shoot it from out there. Grady hits a three. She's got 5 points in the game. Thayer with it. Pierce Gets it up across the timeline for Haven. Haven weaves her way down the right side of the lane and lost the handle and loses the basketball out of bounds. So Haven turns it over. Fair Lady Bobcats a little bit discombobulated here tonight. And Coach Young talking to his starters who are on the bench right now, trailing 10-3. Sloan Hendricks with it. Go to Grady at the top of the key. Got it back over to Ward. Ward gets about 10 feet from the bucket, wide open, didn't shoot it. And we're going to get a 3-second call in the lane on Sloan Hendricks. Well, 3-second call. Fair Lady Bobcats with Nelvin, Wheeler, Pierce, Harris, and Haven on the floor. Now the five starters getting back in for Coach Denny Young. He had a chance to talk to his starters about what they wanted to do here. Minute 17 to go in the quarter. Lady Bobcats have only scored 3 points. They inbound to Larson. Larson to Kelly Johnson. Back to Larson. She lobs it over to Bowers. Bowers travel with the basketball. Oh, we're going to get a foul first. So a little push could be called on number 24. That is Lakin Fairs. Will be her first. And the fifth team foul on Sloan Hendricks. They will inbound it again. Larson will bring it up out of the backcourt. Move to the top of the key. Swing it on the right side to Callie Johnson. Back over to Bowers on the left. Defense jumps out on her. Back to Johnson. Johnson going to Meyer at the high post. Back out to Larson. Larson back in the corner to Bowers. Bowers making a move toward the bucket. Bounces it down inside. Nice catch by Donahue, and she gets fouled before the shot. Foul is going to be on number 24. That is Fairs again. That'll be the second foul on the night on Lakin Fairs for Sloan Hendricks. And she checks out of the game. Number 40 checking in. That is McKinley Vandergriff. So Fair off the inbound. Got the ball to Larson, top of the key. The lefty fires a three, and it's good! Haley Larson with a three-pointer. Maybe that'll light up the Fair Lady Bobcat offense. They're back to within four, trailing 10-6 with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sloan Hendricks with it. They get it down in the right corner. Ball is knocked away and out of bounds off the hands of Maddie Donahue, who's got to be careful out there. Donahue playing with two fouls. Larson also playing with two fouls here early in the game. Sloan Hendricks inbound it. Number 33, Johnson, will trigger it. Brings it out front for Gosha, who fires a three and hits it. Gosha with her first bucket. Hit that one from 22 feet. Here comes Thayer in a hurry. 26 seconds to go. Got the ball right side. Donahue for three. Maddie Donahue gets the three-pointer for the Lady Bobcats. It's a 13-9 ball game. Thayer just down four here. Sloan Hendricks with a basketball. They'll swing it down in the left corner. Number 40 with it there. That is Vandergriff. Her pass in the lane stolen by Donahue. Donahue off on a break to Larson, and she scores the layup. Haley Larson hits the layup just before the buzzer, and it's 13-11. Fair Lady Bobcats back to within two at the end of one quarter of play. We'll be back to the Battle of the Water tournament in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
We're back and ready for our second quarter here from the Battle of the Border tournament. Girls action. Fair Lady Bobcats with a little flurry at the end of the quarter, and they pull to within two of the Sloan Hendricks Lady Greyhounds, and Thayer's going to have the ball to start the second quarter. And a chance to tie it up here or take the lead if they hit another one from downtown. And that's what Larson's going to do. It's no good, and the rebound careens off the rim and goes out of bounds over on the far sideline. 7:52 to play, just underway here in our second quarter. Fair Lady Bobcats down two. Trying to get into the semifinals on Thursday night. Here comes Sloan Hendricks with the basketball. Feed it left side for Johnson. Johnson in the corner to Ward. Ward holds it high. Lady Bobcat defense jumps out on it. Tries to go to the top of the key, and the ball is going to be stolen. Here's Larson off on the break. Drives for the left-handed layup, and we're tied at 13. Haley Larson leading the charge with 8 points for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And Thayer now a little bit of full-court pressure. Almost got the steal. Now they do. Larson down the middle of the lane. Bounces it to Bowers, who scores the layup. Thayer Lady Bobcats throwing on a press, and a turnover by the Lady Greyhounds, and they want a timeout. Thayer Lady Bobcats have taken lead 15-13 with 7 minutes to go in the first half. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hey gang, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains is under construction, and they need to make room for the heavy construction equipment. Come in, take advantage of the savings.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, and get great buys from nice guys.
Well, Thayer Lady Bobcats have come storming back. They have taken a 2-point lead over the Sloan Hendricks Lady Greyhounds. 15-13 is the score. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats again going to go with that 1-2-2 press. Actually, it's a 1-2-1-1 press. And picking up in about the three-quarter court. Ball comes over to Gosha. Gosha got it across the timeline for Sloan Hendricks. Inside the lane to Grady, who scores the layup. That's a nice play right there. Grady cut into the lane. Diagonal and ties the game at 15. Thayer with it now on the offensive end. Donahue in the right corner. Out to Bowers, top of the key to Johnson. Johnson to Meyer. Meyer back to Bowers for three. That one's off the mark. And rebound taken by Sloan Hendricks. Pushing it up the floor is Gosha. Gosha all the way to the rack. Throws up a wild shot. No good. And the rebound is going to be saved from out of bounds by Sloan Hendricks. But it goes to Kaylee Johnson for Thayer. Got it up to Bowers. Bowers steps in the lane, throws it up, counted in a foul. What a move by Abby Bowers. Making the catch, faked right, went to the left, and got it up over the front of the rim. And the Lady Bobcat freshman with her second bucket of the night. She'll go to the line and will shoot for the three-point play. Fouls on number 21, Morgan, for Sloan Hendricks. That'll be team foul number 6 on the Lady Greyhounds. Oh, now they wave off. That is a two-shot. Oh, wait a minute. Why is it a two-shot foul if you don't count the bucket? Bowers shooting the free throw. First one is good. I don't understand giving her two shots. She made the basket. If she was in active shooting, the basket should have counted. Anyway, Bowers will shoot another free throw. Very good free throw shooter, and that one is good. So Bowers with the pair of free throws, 2 for 2 from the line tonight. She got 4 points. 17-15, Thayer Lady Bobcats with a 2-point lead now. Sloan Hendricks with the ball. They swing it outside, got it there to Morgan. Morgan in the right corner to Johnson. Johnson going to the inside, shot is up by Gosha, no good. We get a hell ball on the rebound. And it's going to belong to Sloan Hendricks on the alternating possessions. Substitution for Thayer. Maddie Donahue checks out. And number 15 checking back in, that is Pounders. So Pounders into the game here for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Sloan Hendricks running the inbound play. They'll lob it in. Oh, and Pounders going to be immediately called for a foul. Trying to get up high to steal that ball, and she just about ran through Brooklyn Ward. And that'll be team foul number 9 on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Ward will go to the free throw line. Brooklyn Ward to shoot the 1-1 for Sloan Hendricks. Foul on Pounders will be her first of the game. First free throw is up, and it's good. Number 42, Brooklyn Ward, 3 points for Sloan Hendricks. They're led by Caitlin Grady. She has scored 7 in the first half. And second free throw is no good. Rebound is run down in the corner by Hadley Meyer for Thayer. Hadley pushes it over to Larson. Larson runs up the floor, pulls up top of the key, and Thayer will get in the half-court offense there. Get it out on top for Johnson. Johnson over to Bowers. Bowers to Meyer. High arching shot from the free throw line is no good. The rebound taken by Sloan Hendricks. 5:53 to go in the first half. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a 1-point lead. And there's a pass deflected by Bowers, picked up by Johnson. Johnson trying to feed it up the floor, and the ball is going to be deflected by Sloan Hendricks. They've got it back. 3-point shot off the wing. No good. And a rebound to Larson. and she is fouled on the play. That will be on number 33, Katie Johnson, for the Sloan Hendricks Lady Greyhound. We'll walk to the other end. Thayer shooting the 1-1 now. That is team foul number 7 on Sloan Hendricks. And Haley Larson going to the line. Has 8 points to lead the Lady Bobcats tonight, 8 of their 17. She'll try to add to the 1-point Lady Bobcat lead. First free throw for the lefty is up and rattles in and out, no good. And we've got, somebody stepped in the lane early. So she'll shoot the first one again. Sloan Hendricks with a lane violation. So Larson will shoot the first shot again. Remember, she's shooting the 1-1. So if she makes it, she'll get another. This one is up and it is good. That worked out in the Lady Bobcat favor there. 9 points now for Haley Larson, shooting for her 10th. And to give the Lady Bobcat the 3-point lead would be their biggest lead of the game. And if she makes it, we're going to have a timeout here, I think. Larson, left-hander, puts this one up and bangs it home. And we get a sub in for Thayer. So they weren't doing that. They were subbing. Number 22, Madison Neldon checks into the ballgame. And Larson checks out. So Larson with the 2 free throws has got 10 points now. And Thayer up by 3, their biggest lead of the game. Remember, they've trailed by as many as 8 in this contest. Sloan Hendricks with the ball. Morgan with it on the left side wing. Bounces it down in the corner. Picked up by her teammate. And they give it out now for Gosha. Gosha, number 22. Michaela Gosha. Good player. Handles the ball well. She gives it up to the high post. Gets it down inside. Now back out to Grady for 3. That one rattles off the rim. No good. And a rebound taken by Pounders. Pounders pushing it up the floor. Pulls up top of the key. Feeds it right side to Johnson. Johnson to Meyer. Back out to Johnson. Johnson fakes. Moves, shoots, no good, but she traveled when she made the fake. So Johnson, Kaylee Johnson, has not scored in the ballgame tonight for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They're led by Larson with 10, 4 for Abby Bowers, a 3 for Maddie Donahue, and 2 for Hadley Meyer. Under 5 minutes to go in the half, Sloan Hendricks with the ball. They get it to Grady. Grady backing down the defender, trying to go through a double team, lost it out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Lady Bobcats will inbound here with 4:46 to go in the half. And looks like, they pulled off the full court pressure. Thayer gets the ball up the floor to Neldon. Neldon on the wing, kicks it back out top to Bowers. Over to Pounders, back to Bowers for 3. She rattled it home. Abby Bowers with 7 points in the first half as she rattled home the 3. And Thayer Lady Bobcats now a little bit of backcourt pressure. Sloan Hendricks having a little trouble with it. Now they get it across the timeline. Got it up in the corner for Ward. Ward gives it back out to Gosha, to Ward. Now to Grady. Grady on the left side to Morgan. Morgan down to Johnson. Her shot from the wing is no good. Rebound volleyed up and around and gets on the floor. We're going to get a foul called on whom? Foul going to be called on the Lady Bobcats, I believe, number 22. That'll be Madison Neldon. So Maddie picks up her first foul. And a free throw here for Sloan Hendricks. And that'll be number 42, Brooklyn Ward. She hits the first one. Lady Bobcats with 10 team fouls. So Sloan Hendricks in the double bonus here with 4 minutes to go in the first half. Now the shot is up. That one is good. So Ward makes it a 4-point game, 22-18. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the ball in the lead. They try to bounce it down to Meyer. Meyer gets tied up in the lane. And the ball will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats on the alternating possessions. 4 minutes to go in the first half. 22-18, Thayer up by 4. Remember, Lady Bobcats trailed by 2 at the end of the quarter. Inbound play for the Lady Bobcats, trying to get it to Neldon. Ball is stolen. Off go the Greyhounds, up the right side. And a turnover. As a young lady dribbled it off her foot, that is Michaela Gosha. Gosha dribbled it off her foot. Thayer Lady Bobcats will inbound the ball here. Here comes the full court pressure again by the Lady Greyhounds. And Thayer will inbound the ball. Maddie Donahue gives it to Bowers. Back over to Donahue. Back to Bowers. Now up to Neldon. She got it across the timeline to Meyer. Hadley goes to Bowers. Bowers. Quick pass inside to Donahue for the layup. Oh, what a look by Bowers to Donahue for her 5th point of the game. And a 6-point Thayer Lady Bobcat lead here. Number 21, Morgan, brings the ball across the timeline for Sloan Hendrick. Gives it up to Grady. Grady down the left corner to Johnson. Johnson giving it to Grady, cutting down the lane, but Kaylee Johnson steals it to Donahue up the right side of the floor. Pulls up on the wing, waits for her teammates. Bounces it down in the corner to Nelden. Back out on top to Johnson. Johnson to Meyer. Her shot is no good. Rebound taken by the Greyhounds. The Lady Bobcats had a chance to go up by 8 that time. Couldn't convert the bucket. Sloan Hendricks coming the other way, taking their time here. Greyhounds get it to Grady. Grady cross court with a pass to Ward. Ward back outside to Morgan. Now Gosha gets in the lane, kicks it back outside and around the horn. Good ball movement here by the Greyhounds. It ends up in the left corner for Ward. Bounces it once, gives to Grady at the elbow. Driving down the left side of the lane, we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to be a push. Either going to be Johnson or Meyer. And it's on Hadley Meyer. Meyer going to be called for her third foul. Trying to defend Grady, number 35, Caitlin Grady. She leads Sloan Hendricks with 7 points tonight, but hadn't scored in a while. Free throw is up here and rattles in and out, no good. And substitution, looks like Savannah Wheeler, number 44, checks back in the ballgame. Meyer will check out with those 3 fouls here in the first half. Grady back to the free throw line. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound, Maddie Donahue for Thayer. Then she lost it and then she gets fouled. And we got the official blowing a whistle over there. We are going to get a foul on Sloan Hendricks. Number 35, that is Grady, going to be called for the foul. A little frustration foul there. And we'll walk down the other end, and Maddie Donahue will go to the free throw line for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 2:37 to play in the first half. Thayer leads at 24-18, trying to add to the lead here. First free throw is up for Donahue and good. Maddie with 6 points now in the first half. Substitution for Thayer. Number five, Jaylee Haven will check into the ballgame as Kaylee Johnson will check out. Second free throw is up. That one rattles off the rim. No good. Rebound run down in the corner by Sloan Hendricks. Number 22, that is Gosha, brings the ball up into the front court. Dumps the pass to the high post. Out to the top of the key. Now back to the high post and back out to Gosha on the wing. Dribble drives down near the corner, brings it back out, going to the high post here. And that back outside, Morgan with a shot. It's good. Morgan, number 21, hits a three-pointer. And that makes it a four-point game again, 25-21. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead and the ball. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Bowers swings the ball on the right side for Nelden. Nelden down in the corner to Haven. Haven, pass to the high post, is going to be poked away from Donahue. And we get a scramble after the loose ball and a held ball. And the possession belongs to Sloan Hendricks. And we've got Pounders back in the game for Thayer. Maddie Donahue will check out, get a little rest here with a minute 57 to go in the first half. She's also got 2 fouls. Don't want to pick up that third one here in the half. Sloan Hendricks with it. They'll bounce it down in the right corner. Grady's trying to post up down the low block. Now they get it to Ward. Ward back out front to Gosha. Gosha holds it high with a minute 37 to go and a half. Swings the pass over to Morgan. She runs it down to midcourt. Almost went backcourt. Nice play to get control of it. Takes it to the top of the key. Has it poked away by Bowers. She gathers it back in. They swing it left side for Fares. Fares going to Grady. Back outside to Gosha. Thought about the three. Didn't take it. Handles it on the baseline. Kicks it now inside to Grady. Grady going up for a shot. No, but she's fouled on the play. And I think that's going to be on Hadley Meyer. And Coach Jenny Young didn't like that call at all. Foul is going to be on, actually they called it on Wheeler. Savannah Wheeler called for the foul. Will be her first, number 44. And that one will send Grady to the free throw line where she hits the free throw. Grady now with 8 points to lead the Greyhounds. Fair Lady Bobcats are led by Haley Larson with 10. Haley's been sitting on the bench for a while. Second free throw is up, rattles, and goes down. So Grady gets the bounce. 9 points for her. Sloan Hendricks again with a full court pressure. Lady Bobcats gets the ball up across the timeline to Haven. Haven up the side, going to get fouled. And that one will be, I believe, on Grady. And that'll be number 3 on Caitlin Grady for Sloan Hendricks. Best player getting in a little foul trouble here. And going to the free throw line for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, Jaylee Haven. Jaylee has not scored in the ball game. And Haven going to the line, shoot the 1-1. That was team foul number 9 on the Lady Greyhounds. Haven with a free throw. It is up. Bounces high off the back of the rim and out. Rebound taken by Sloan Hendricks. Lady Greyhounds with a chance to tie it up here. And a steal by the Lady Bobcats. Off to Bowers, up the floor, lays it up and in off the left side. Abby Bowers with 9 points in the first half. The Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it by 4. 53 seconds to go in this second quarter. Sloan Hendricks with it. Down on the left corner they go to Ward. Ward wide open. Hands the ball to Gosha. Gosha trying to drive the baseline. Lady Bobcats looking to cut her off. And we're going to get a foul call on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Number 15, Pounder, is going to be called for the foul. Will be her second. And going to line to shoot two will be Michaela Gosha for the Sloan Hendricks Lady Greyhounds. Well, interesting to see where they go offensively without Grady on the floor here in the final 42 seconds. And the first free throw for Gosha is no good. I think they probably go to Gosha. She appears to be their second best player. Hit a three-pointer here in the first half. Now substitution for Sloan Hendricks, number 40 checking into the ballgame. That is McKinley Vandergriff. And number 42, Brooklyn Ward, sits down. Second shot for Gosha is up and good. Got the bounce. So Gosha now with 4 points. Makes it a three-point Thayer Lady Bobcat lead. 39 seconds to go in the first half. And Pounders gets it across the timeline for the Lady Bobcats. Gives over to Bowers. Bowers back over to Pounders. She's going to fire a three, and it's good! She nailed it! Pounders hits the three-pointer off the left wing. The Thayer Lady Bobcat lead is 6 with 20 seconds to go. Here's Gosha for Sloan Hendricks. Elevates, passes inside, shot no good. Rebound to Haven. Haven and Bowers out on the break. Haven gives it up to Bowers. Short jumper, good with 8 seconds to go in the first half. Thayer leads it by 8, their biggest lead of the game, and then we're going to get a foul on the other end. Gosha got it. Turned to go up the floor, and she's going to get fouled by Neldon. Madison Neldon, that'll be her second of the night. And with 1.9 seconds to go in the first half, it'll send Gosha, Michaela Gosha, back to the free throw line for Sloan Hendricks. Thayer Lady Bobcats out to an 8-point lead here. They have outscored Sloan Hendricks by 10 points in this second quarter after trailing by 2 at the end of the first. Coming up, we'll have your Community First Banking Company halftime report. Stay with us. We'll take a look at the individual scoring. And we'll take a look at the bracket for the other games coming up in the tournament. Second free throw for Gosha is good. She's got 5. And here's Bowers with a shot from half court at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of our first half. Our score, 32-25. Thayer Bobcats. Lady Bobcats lead it by 7. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are under construction here at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC and need to make room for all of this heavy equipment around here. So come on in and take advantage of the savings.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy a car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at 5 area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, West Plains, Melbourne, and Ash Flat. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for information.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Well, the halftime half-court shot competition is on the way again tonight. Tell you what, this tournament is just a lot of fun, folks. And maybe if you don't even know anybody playing, or maybe don't even know the teams, you just want to have a good time, get out and watch some good basketball. And just help raise some money. There are a number of clubs here at the Mammoth Spring School that are doing fundraisers out in the lobby. And we got the 50-50 drawing and some other things. We got a half-court shootout going on. And a young man there. Just barely missed that one. In the first game during the halftime, or the second game tonight, we had one made by a young lady, and there's another shot no good. But anyway, just having a good time here at the Battle of the Border tournament at the Mammoth Spring High School gym. This is game number 3 of 4 for tonight, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats battle back, outscoring Sloan Hendricks 21-12. In the second quarter, and the Lady Bobcats with a 7-point lead. And it just took a while tonight for the Thayer Lady Bobcats to really get their game going. You know what I mean? They just looked, I hate to say a loss, but they looked a little bit lost in the early going of the game, and there wasn't a whole lot of enthusiasm, not a whole lot of intensity out there. But they kind of picked that up toward the end of the first quarter, and then certainly into the second quarter. And it all kind of started after a made three-pointer by Haley Larson. Larson hit a three, and then all of a sudden the Lady Bobcats kind of got excited and came back. And Larson ended up scoring 10 points in the first half, and Abby Bowers has 11 in the first half, the Lady Bobcat freshman. So Thayer getting some scoring up and down the lineup, and they lead it here at the half, 32-25 over the Sloan Hendricks Lady Greyhounds. There's another made three-pointer. All right. I think you pay $1 to shoot, and if you make one, you get 5 back. Well, that's a pretty cool deal. I might have to go out there and do that in the next game. All right. By the way, this is game 3. I mentioned of 4 games here tonight in the Battle of the Border tournament. Next game will be a men's contest. It'll be the 8:30 game, which, by the way, will be running a little bit early. Sloan Hendricks will play Koshkonong in the boys game coming up at about 8:30 or immediately following this ball game. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters helping to make the game possible tonight. They include Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, Willow Springs Realty, Solomon Cornelius, the Law Office of Fred O'Neill, and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, and Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer. Again, Lady Bobcats lead at 32-25 at the intermission. We'll be back with more of your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Looking to sell your home? Look to a RE/MAX agent. From pricing to staging to closing, RE/MAX agents have the skills and experience to help you go from for sale to sold. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer. RE/MAX, the right agent every step of the way. Each office independently owned and operated.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyk, a realtor with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm excited to be a part of Century 21 team, and I look forward to assisting you with your real estate endeavors. Let me pose a question. What would you sell your property for today? I would love to discuss current market conditions and what we could do for you. Shoot me a text or give me a call, 870-710-8090.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Back here at the Battle of the Border Tournament, the Mammoth Spring High School is halftime of our contest. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead the Sloan Hendricks Lady Greyhounds by a score of 32-25. Thayer actually was down 13-11. They were down by two at the end of the first quarter, but they outscored Sloan Hendricks 21-12 in the second and lead it 32-25. Lady Bobcats are led in the scoring department by Abby Bowers. The freshman has scored 11 in the first half. 10 points for Haley Larson, 6 for Maddie Donahue, 2 for Hadley Meyer, and a 3 four pounders. For the Sloan Hendricks Lady Greyhounds, they're led by Caitlin Grady with 9, 5 for Michaela Gosha, a 3 for Lakin Fairs, 5 for Brooklyn Ward, 3 of those from the free throw line, and 2 for Morgan. We're going to take another timeout. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats!
The last place you want to be is in the dentist's chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
All right, we're back and ready for our second half. The Thayer Lady Bobcats have already taken the floor. They'll start the second half with Larson, Bowers, Johnson, Haven, and Donahue on the floor. And here come the Sloan Hendricks Lady Greyhounds. Looks like the same lineup that started the ballgame for them. Gosha, Fairs, Grady, Ward, and Morgan. Thayer Lady Bobcat ball to start the quarter. Larson brings it to the top of the key. Wings it on the right side to Abby Bowers. Bowers throws one over to Larson. Larson trying to get it down inside for Donahue. And the ball is going to be kicked away by the Sloan Hendricks Lady Greyhounds. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Just underway in the second half. Winner here moves into the semifinals on Thursday night. That's where you want to be. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a basketball. Bowers off the inbound. Got to Donahue. Donahue's shot is deflected and rebounded by the Greyhounds. Grady will bring it up out of the backcourt. Number 35, Caitlin Grady, good player. He feeds it on the right side here for Fairs. Fairs will bring it back out top of the key for Sloan Hendricks. They try to shoot one down to the baseline. The ball is going to be stolen by Donahue, and then a foul going to be whistled on Sloan Hendricks. Well, they tried to go to the baseline. The foul will be on number 24. That is number 42. That is Brooklyn Ward, and that'll be number 3 on Ward. So Ward and Grady with 3 fouls here early in the second half for Sloan Hendricks. There, Lady Bobcats working the ball around the perimeter of the zone. Got it down to Johnson in the corner. Three-point shot is up and no good. And the rebound taken by the Lady Greyhounds of Sloan Hendricks. Well, Fair shooting a couple of long balls, and neither one of them have even hit the rim. Well, Fair coming out a little bit cold here in the third quarter. Sloan Hendricks working around the perimeter, and they're looking to get it to the... Well, we're going to get a foul in the lane on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. A foul in the lane away from the ball, a push on Maddie Donahue. And now Donahue will pick up her third foul. So Donahue and Meyer, each with two for Thayer, and now Hadley Meyer checks back in the game. Donahue will sit down with those three fouls. And the inbound play into the lane for Sloan Hendricks. Shot is no good, but the rebound taken by Gosha. Gosha gives it over to Grady. Grady got it down low to Ward. Ward passed in the lane. It's going to be deflected. Stolen by Johnson. Lady Bobcats off on the run. Bowers for Thayer. All the way to bucket. Lays it up. No. And the rebound is going to be off the Lady Bobcats and out of bounds. Larson was there. Got a hand on the rebound. And lost it out of bounds. So Sloan Hendricks will get it back. 32-25. Neither team has scored here in the first minute and a half of this third quarter. Sloan Hendricks got it to Grady down in the corner. Lobs it down into Gosha. Gosha curls to her left. Feeds it back outside. Shot is up and no good. And the rebound's coming out long off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Haven, last one to touch it. It goes out of bounds. I mean, that thing came shooting off that rim. And Sloan Hendricks will inbound. Got the ball in to Michaela Gosha. At the top of the key. Makes the shot. Feeds over to Fairs. Fairs will give it in the left corner. Down there to Ward. Ward back out to Fairs. She moves to the three-point line on the wing. Gives it back out top to Gosha. Goes through a double team. Throws up a shot. No good. And the rebound taken by Abby Bowers. Bowers up the floor to Larson. Larson steps into the lane. Little scoop shot is up. No good. And the rebound controlled by... Well, we get a hell ball. No, we're going to get a foul. Foul going to be on Kaylee Johnson of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That'll be her second. Wow. All right, 32-25, still no score here in the third quarter. 5:49 to go in the period. Thayer back in the zone defense. Sloan Hendricks works it up across the timeline. Gosha gives it over to Grady. Grady back outside. This time it's to Morgan. Morgan over on the left side. To Fairs. Fairs dumps the pass in the lane for Grady. Back outside. Shot by Morgan for three is no good. And the rebound taken by Bowers. And then she gets fouled by number 35. Yeah, that's a foul on number 35, Grady, and that is her fourth. So Grady, who leads Sloan Hendricks in scoring tonight, goes to the bench with four fouls. And still, we've played almost 3 minutes in the third quarter. Neither team has scored. Thayer with the ball. Got it to Johnson in the corner. Fires a three. Bingo! Kelly Johnson hits a three out of the corner. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats are up by 10. 35-25. They pick up on a half-court defense. And they force a turnover. Haven came up and surprised Morgan at midcourt. And she lost it out of bounds. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the ball back. Larson going to Meyer at the free throw line. Holds it high. Gives it up. Over to Bowers. She'll shoot the three. Bingo for Abby Bowers. 14 on the night for the freshman. Thayer again picking up at the half court. And this time Sloan Hendricks breaks the pressure. Got the ball down inside for Gosha. Her shot no good. And rebound taken by Thayer. Here they come. Haven down the left side of the lane. All the way to bucket for the land. Jaylee Haven with her first two. And Thayer opens up a 15-point lead, 40-25. Sloan Hendricks wants a timeout to talk about it. 4.5 minutes to play in the third. Thayer with the lead. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Well, back after the timeout, Coach Whitener for Sloan Hendricks, he's like, man, call a timeout, stop the bleeding here. Thayer Lady Bobcats have run out to a 15-point lead now, 40-25 with 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter here at the Border of the Battle Tournament in Mammoth Springs. Sloan Hendricks with a basketball. Gosha with it, draws a double team to her, gives up to Morgan. Three-point shot is on the way, no good. Rebound taken by Ward for Sloan Hendricks. He takes it out to the corner on the dribble, gives it up and gets it back. Dribbles twice and feeds it out top to Gosha. Gosha on the left side to Fares. Fares back to Gosha. Way out on the floor. Lady Bobcats back in that zone. They're just forcing Sloan Hendricks to shoot the ball from the perimeter. They've got it now to Johnson, who checked in place of Grady, who's out in foul trouble. Sloan Hendricks still working on the perimeter. Now they go to the inside. Ball is stolen by Hadley Meyer. Gives it off to Bowers. Bowers running the floor. Oh, got a lane to the bucket. Puts it up, no good, but she's fouled on the drive. She'll go to the line and shoot for two. Foul will be on number 24. Yep, that'll be Fares. That'll be number three on Lakin Fares for Sloan Hendricks. And Abby Bowers leads all scorers tonight with 14. First free throw was up and good. Bowers now with 15 in the game and will shoot for another. Sloan Hendricks get their four players up on the lane with 3:39 to go in the third quarter. Second free throw good for Bowers. Abby with 16. And again, Bowers and Haven playing in the backcourt. And they almost forced a turnover. But that is, Gosha, who ran it down in the corner. Sloan Hendricks controls the basketball. Got it back over to Gosha. Gosha looking down low. Got somebody curling through the lane. That was Ward. Ward back out to Gosha. Back to Ward. And back out on top to Gosha. Gosha penetrates in the lane. Pulls up for a shot. No. We're going to get a whistle and a foul in the lane on number five, Jaylee Haven. Haven called for her first. 3:14 to go in the third quarter. We've played almost 5 minutes, and Sloan Hendricks has not scored in the quarter. They bounced it in here. Short jumper is up, and it's good. Nice play on the inbound. They got Katie Johnson wide open and gets her first 2 points of the game. And here comes Thayer quickly down the floor with 3:03 to go. Thayer gets it down to Haven, shoots and scores off the window. Jaylee Haven wide open for the shot. She's got 4 points in this quarter. And now Lady Bobcats force a turnover with a full court pressure. Haven back there playing defense, and Gosha tried to go around her and lost it out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with 2:51 to go. Thayer inbounds it to Haven. Haven pulls up her dribble, wings it over to Bowers on the right side. Bowers making a move toward the bucket. Now backs it back out. Gives to Larson. Larson got over to Johnson. She'll fire a deep three. That one rattles off the rim. No good. And a rebound taken by Sloan Hendricks. And there's a foul at midcourt. Going to go on to Thayer Lady Bobcat. That was Morgan trying to go through the double team. And she gets fouled by Jaylee Haven. That'll be foul number two on Haven, and team foul number four on the Lady Bobcats here in the second half. We're down to 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Thayer leads it by 17, 44 to 27. Sloan Hendricks got it down in the left corner for Ward. Ward driving the baseline, got it to Johnson. Her shot is no good, rebounded by Hadley Meyer. Meyer to Larson. Larson up the floor, all the way to the bucket, puts it up. No good. Rebound, Meyer. She can't follow it, but she's fouled and will go to the line and shoot two. Foul's going to be on number 42. That is Brooklyn Ward, and that'll be number four on Brooklyn Ward. Hadley Meyer, another one of those Lady Bobcat freshmen, going to the free throw line. Meyer has scored 2 points tonight, and the free throw rattles in and out. No good. Normally a pretty good free throw shooter. Didn't hit that one. Substitution for Thayer. Abby Bowers will check out of the game as Madison Neldon, number 22, checks in for the Lady Bobcats. Second free throw for Meyer. Rattles in and out, no good. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds. And it will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats, I believe. Nope, it's going to be Sloan Hendricks' ball. So Sloan Hendricks will inbound it. They're going to apply a little full court pressure here with 2:09 to go in the third. Sloan Hendricks will inbound it over the top, and it's going to be stolen by Hadley Meyer in the backcourt. Got it to Neldon. Neldon up to Larson at the free throw line. Back over to Neldon for three. Rattles off the rim. No good. And we're going to get a rebounding foul on Pounders for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Pounders call for her third foul of the game. Over the back on the rebound off the missed shot. And it'll be Sloan Hendricks inbound again. 2 minutes to go in the third. Thayer again with a full court pressure. Sloan Hendricks inbound. It is stolen by Pounders. Misses the shot. Rebound. Haven goes back up and in. Jaylee Haven. 6 points in the third quarter. And we get a timeout call by Sloan Hendricks. 46-27. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it by 19 with a minute 48 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30. Nope, we'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC better together. Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
And we're back after the timeout. Sloan Hendricks and her coach, Coach Whitener, trying to stop the bleeding here. Thayer Lady Bobcats are out to a 19-point lead now, 46-27. Sloan Hendricks with Grady still on the bench with those four fouls. They break the pressure this time, get the ball down to Johnson, who shoots and scores. And for Johnson, her second bucket of the quarter, she has scored all 4 points for the Lady Greyhounds in this third quarter. Thayer with it. Jaylee Haven outside, thought about the three, doesn't take it. Gives it to Larson. Larson pulls up the dribble. Leads over to Neldon. Neldon back to Larson. Got a clear out on the left side. The lefty takes it to the rack. Shot partially blocked. No good. And then we're going to get a foul coming the other way. That's going to be a foul on Pounders. And that'll be number 4 on Pounders. Coach Young, he wanted a foul on that shot. Didn't get the call. And then the foul on the rebound. So Sloan Hendricks will inbound it. Thayer again with full court pressure here. Minute 17 to go in the third quarter. Sloan Hendricks will inbound it to Johnson out near midcourt. And she gets tied up by a double team. Now gets rid of it to Fairs. Fairs will swing it around the horn down in the left corner for Morgan. Morgan back out top. In the lane and back out. Sloan Hendricks just not even looking to score here. Now Johnson's got it. She'll look to score. Back and down to defender, but throws it back outside. Got it there to Gosha. Gosha on the dribble drive. Gives the ball up again to Fairs. Back to Gosha. He'll dump it inside. Back outside. Long shot is up for Morgan. That's no good. Rebound volleyed up and around. Taken by Larson for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. She gives it out to Neldon, and here come the Lady Cats on the break. Got it down in the corner to Pounders. Pounders. Nice fake around the defender and then couldn't hit the shot. And a rebound taken by Sloan Hendricks. Gosha handles in the backcourt. Lady Bobcats triple teamer. She got the pass away. Got the ball up to Morgan. Morgan gives it to the baseline. Nice move around the defender. Morgan hits the layup. That's a nice move by Morgan. And we're down to 10 seconds to play in the third quarter. Thayer leads it by 15. Lady Bobcats hold it high. They can hold for the final shot. And here it is, Neldon, it's a buzzer, misses the three-pointer. And that's the end of three quarters of play. Our score, 46-31. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead the Sloan Hendricks Lady Greyhounds. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Ready to buy a home? Whether it's a starter, a vacation, or a forever home, a RE/MAX agent has the market knowledge, experience, and skills to help find what you need, then secure the keys. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer. Each office independently owned and operated.
Well, we're back and set for our fourth quarter of action. The Thayer Lady Bobcats with a 15-point lead as they head to the fourth quarter, leading Sloan Hendricks 46-31. Lady Bobcats open up the fourth quarter here with Johnson, Bowers, Meyer, Larson, and Neldon on the floor. 7:59 to go as Sloan Hendricks inbounds the basketball. They slowly bring it up. Swing it on the left side for Fares. Fares dumping it down low, keeps it back out. And now Gosha's got it. Gosha, a little jump pass, got it over to Fares. Fares going into the lane for Ward. She tried to kick it back outside, ball almost stolen by Bowers. And Gosha got it back, drives into the lane, shoots no, but a foul. Going to be called on Hadley, on number 24, Hadley Meyer. Meyer called for her fourth foul. Maddie Donahue still on the Lady Bobcat bench. Remember, she has three, and she would be the trade out with Meyer if she gets to that fifth foul. Here's the first free throw up and good for Michaela Gosha. First point of the second half for Gosha. She's got six. Thayer will get Meyer out of there with those four fouls, and Jaylee Haven checks in. Haven in, and Gosha back to the free throw line, shooting for her seventh point of the night. And that one is no good. Rebound taken out long by Neldon for Thayer. Got it over to Bowers. Bowers will bring it up the floor. I'll give it up to Larson in the middle of the floor. The big MS in the middle of the floor here at Mammoth Spring High School. And the Lady Bobcats can work some clock as they move it around the perimeter. And the 7:20 to go in the ballgame. Thayer with the lead by 14. 46-32. Lady Bobcats get it down the left corner to Johnson. Kelly leads it right back out to Neldon on the wing and back out on top to Larson. Larson drives in the lane, gives it off to Johnson. Short jumper, no good. And the rebound taken by Sloan Hendricks, number 42. Brooklyn Ward got the rebound. They are picking up on that half-court defense. And there goes all, Gosha dribbles all the way up in the lane, then tries to bounce pass it down to Ward. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. And now Sloan Hendricks, they're not giving up on this game. They're only down 14, and they get their best player, Caitlin Grady, back in the game. Remember, she's got four fouls. 2-2-1 zone, full court press here for Sloan Hendricks, but the Lady Bobcats break it all the way down to Neldon, who scores the layup. That's what you do when you break the press. You go down and you attack it. They are a little bit of full court pressure of their own, but the Lady Greyhounds get the ball across the timeline to Grady. Grady gives it off to Johnson. She drives the baseline and scores. Johnson with her third bucket of the second half. She's got 6 points in the game. Thayer looking to break a press here. Larson got across the timeline to Johnson. Johnson down to Neldon. Going to the rack again. Count it! Neldon with two more. She scored four straight for Thayer. And Lady Bobcats again, a little bit of backcourt pressure. Now Gosha breaks that pressure. Gets the ball up to Grady. Shoots a three-pointer. No good. Johnson rebounds for Sloan Hendricks and scores. Johnson with 8 points in the second half for the Lady Greyhounds. Here comes Thayer. They break the pressure. And Kayla Johnson going to the rack hard is going to get fouled on the drive. Number 21, Morgan, going to be called for the foul. Johnson will go to the free throw line. Nope, that's just the 15th foul in the second half on Sloan Hendricks. Johnson, the foul was called on the floor. Haven out of the game now for Thayer. Let's see who has checked in. Number 11 in there, that is Audrey Harris. So Harris is in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Here's Larson off the inbound. Feeds it over to Bowers. Bowers stops and pops. It's no good. Harris had a hand on the rebound, and then is going to get called for a foul. Audrey had a hand on the rebound. One of the Lady Greyhounds grabbed it, and then Harris fouled her, trying to get it back. So a Foul call there on the Thayer Lady Bobcats, Audrey Harris, number 11. And we'll walk down the other end, and Sloan Hendricks will shoot free throws. 5:47 to go. This game is far from over. It's just a 14-point game. And the first free throw, but boy, you got to hit free throws if you're Sloan Hendricks. First one is no good, front end of the 1-1. Thayer's got the ball. Larson up the left side, feeds it down to Callie Johnson in the corner. Back out to Bowers. Bowers trying to dump it inside to Wheeler. Ball is knocked away, and Sloan Hendricks has got it back with a chance to cut it to 12. Lady Bobcats have grown stone cold from the field here in the fourth quarter. Sloan Hendricks. Oh, here's a bad pass for Sloan Hendricks, stolen by Bowers, and then a foul going to be called on Sloan Hendricks. Number 24, Fair, is going to be called for her fourth. And we'll walk down the other end. That is team foul number 6, so Fair will inbound the ball. They do. 5 minutes to go in the game. Fair by 14. Lady Bobcats Larson brings it to the top of the key, gives down to Johnson. Johnson lobs it down to Savannah Wheeler, turns, shoots off the window, and good. Savannah Wheeler with 2 points tonight. And the lead back out to 16 for the Lady Bobcats. Lady Greyhounds with it, got it to Grady on the right side. Grady looking to make a move to the bucket. Gives it down on the baseline to Johnson. Johnson moving in the lane, ball is knocked away. And here come the Lady Bobcats with a steal. Johnson all the way down to the baseline, backs it out. Just inside the three-point line. Now gives it to Larson. Larson steps in the lane, throws up a shot. No. Wheeler with a rebound. Couldn't follow it in. But she'll be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. And the foul will be on number 21. That is Morgan. That'll be foul number 4 on Morgan for Sloan Hendricks. And at the line shooting two, Savannah Wheeler for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. First one is up for Wheeler. Pushes up with the right hand, and it's good. Wheeler off the bench with 3 points tonight. Lady Bobcats have had 14 points off the bench this evening. 13 points off the bench. Trying to make it 14 here. Wheeler pushes it up with the right hand. Like that form. Shot is no good, and the rebound controlled by Sloan Hendricks. The Lady Greyhounds down by 17 with a basketball, and almost a steal in the backcourt by Thayer. That was almost a great play by Audrey Harris. And finally, the Greyhounds get it across the timeline, and we're going to get a foul called on Harris as she fouls Grady, and that'll send her to the free throw line. Audrey Harris called for the foul, her second of the game. And number 35 going to the line, Caitlin Grady. She scored 9 points to lead Sloan Hendricks in the first half, and she still leads them with those 9 points. Puts up the first free throw, and it's good. So Grady in double figures with 10, her first point of the second half. She's a good player. Got in foul trouble midway through the second quarter and had to sit. And that one up and no good. Rebounded by Wheeler for Thayer. Here come the Lady Bobcats. Larson, the lefty, up in the lane, bounces it down to Harris. Her shot is blocked and goes out of bounds. Thayer will trigger it in on the baseline down on the left side of the glass, leading 53-37. And let's see, we've got Nelvin and Meyer checking back in for Thayer. Wheeler and Harris check out. So Coach Denny Young has used everybody, just about everybody on the bench tonight. Ball comes in to Nelden. She'll give it to Callie Johnson. Johnson back out to Nelden. Wings it on top for Abby Bowers. Running it on the top of the key. Feeds it over to Larson. She'll back it out. Give it back to Bowers on the wing for three. That one is good. Abby Bowers knocks it down. 19 for the freshman tonight. Bounce that one in off the backboard. That makes it 56-37. Thayer back up by 19. Matches their biggest lead of the game. Sloan Hendricks swinging it around the horn. Got it over to Morgan. Morgan gives it to Gosha. Gosha to Johnson. Out to Grady. Lady Bobcats jump out on her. She feeds it back over to Gosha. Now on the baseline to Ward. Ward into Johnson. Short jumper, no good. Lady Bobcats, Thayer had a hand on the rebound, but it goes out of bounds off the hands of Larson. And we get a substitution for Thayer. Abby Bowers comes out of the game with those 19 points. Big night for the freshman. And another freshman, number 2, Riley Pierce, will check in her place. Here come the Greyhounds, inbound the basketball, got it into Morgan. Morgan drives in the lane, puts up a shot, blocked by Hadley Meyer. Larson with a rebound. Drives in the lane all the way to the bucket for the layup. Larson now with 12 points on the line. That's her first bucket of the second half. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats up by 21 with 3:13 to go in the game. Looks like Thayer will advance to the semifinals. They'll play the winner of the game between Mammoth Spring and who is it? Mammoth Spring and Koshkonong, which will be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Sloan Hendricks getting the ball around the horn, got it down in the corner, and we get a held ball called. And the possession will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Substitutions again for Sloan Hendricks. Number 40 back in the ball game. That is McKinley Vandergriff. And who else checked in? Somebody else checked in. Looks like Morgan is back in there for Sloan Hendricks. Thayer with a basketball down under 3 minutes to go, leading by 21, 58-37. And they'll just work on the clock here. Larson handles it out around midcourt. Morgan comes out on her. Sloan Hendricks playing a little man-to-man here. Now the ball goes to Kayla Johnson. Johnson right back to Larson. Moves off the screen. Trying to lose the defender. Goes through a double team. Gets to the free throw line. Feeds it back out to Johnson. Now back to Larson. Larson right side to Pierce. Riley putting it on the floor with a left-hand dribble. Feeds it right back to Larson with 2:20 to go. They're doing a good job running the time off the clock. Larson gets away from the defense. Gets it down inside from Meyer. Her shot is no good, but she's fouled. And she'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. Hadley Meyer wide open in the lane. Larson found her and missed the shot, but it was partially blocked. And the foul was called on number 40. That is Vandergriff for Sloan Hendricks. Hadley Meyer at the free throw line shoots and scores. 3 points now for the Lady Bobcat freshman, Hadley Meyer. Here's Callie Johnson checking out of the ball game as Pounders is back in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Second free throw for Hadley Meyer, and it's good. So Meyer with 4 points. All of the Thayer Lady Bobcats starters have scored at least three tonight. And with 2 minutes to go in the game, Lady Bobcats back in the zone. Sloan Hendricks working around the perimeter. They feed it out top for Gosha. Gosha over to Granny, back to Gosha. Now to Morgan. Morgan to Johnson at the high post. Puts it on the floor, moves across the lane. Needs it back out to Fairs. Fairs dumps it inside, back out to Fairs for three. That one is off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound taken by Haley Larson for Thayer. Larson on the break. Gets it over to Nelvin for the, or excuse me, that is Pounders for the lay-in. Nice run out of the floor, and Pounders now with 5 points in the game for the Lady Bobcats. 62-37, Thayer by 25 with a minute 26 to go. Sloan Hendricks working down in the right corner to Vandergriff. Vandergriff back out to Gosha. Gosha goes down to the baseline. Gets cut off, but a foul going to be called. It'll be a blocking foul. I believe it's going to be on Haley Larson. Yep, Larson, number 21, calls the foul. That'll be her third of the night. Stay tuned after the ballgame. We'll have your Shelter Insurance and Andrew Ekman of West Plains Lady Bobcat postgame show. We're hoping to get a word with Coach Denny Young of the Thayer Lady Bobcats on his Lady Cats. Remaining undefeated with a win here tonight in a game that they didn't play well early. And free throws here, by the way, substitution for Thayer. Audrey Harris back in the ballgame and Savannah Wheeler. First free throw for Gosha is up and no good. They'll shoot another. That one rattles no good off the rim. Rebound Audrey Harris, and then she gets it knocked away and out of bounds. So Lady Bobcats will control the basketball. Substitution here, Gosha will check out of the game. Number 21, Morgan, back in for Sloan Hendricks with a minute 15 to play. Riley Pierce brings it up the floor for Thayer. Long pass, got it up to Pounders. Pounders crosses it cross court to Audrey Harris. Down to a minute 5 to go. Thayer just going to run out the clock here. Harris handles the ball out in the middle of the floor. Hands it off to Pounders. Pounders picks up her dribble, gives it back over to Harris. They're just playing catch out front, playing a little keep away here. Down to 50 seconds to go. Audrey Harris with a penetration now gives it back out to Pounders. Pounders puts it on the floor. Oh, dribbled it off her foot into the backcourt. When she touches it, it'll be a backcourt violation. No, they say it was touched by the defense. So Thayer's got it. Pounders got it up to Harris. Harris dribble drives up the floor to the three-point line, gives it back to Pounders. 29 seconds to go. Pounders back to Riley Pierce. Pierce will take it out front, moves off the screen, get away from the defender. Still handling on the dribble with 20 seconds to play. So the Thayer Lady Bobcats will remain undefeated. Oh, and here's pounders with it, has it poked away, ball loose in the backcourt, mad scramble after it, picked up by Sloan Hendricks. They get it to Fairs. Fairs up into the right corner. Back out to Grady. Long three-point shot is off the rim. No good. Rebound. And that's the buzzer. That's going to end it. Our final score is 62-37. The Thayer Lady Bobcats with a win tonight over the Sloan Hendricks Lady Greyhounds. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Shelter Insurance and Andrew Ekman of West Plains postgame report in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7.